Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling to you from by way of Paris, Texas. My wife and I from Dripping Springs have been a part of this wonderful company for almost 6 years now. We are Ambassador Diamonds. And each and every week we come together on Monday for our Monday motivational call where we hear people's success stories, struggles, and all the above so people can actually relate and also learn something from this. You know, last week, Alan and I were talking back and forth about certain things going on, and a lot of times I hear people bring up about they want to get this person doing this, or they sponsor this XYZ person, and they just got them to watch this video come to me, and they would just blow it up. Or they find somebody that's truly just wants to be a consumer, and in their mind, if they would just get going, they would make a lot of money. And what we don't realize what we do is we actually push them out of the business. As I was talking to Alan, he was talking about the four different types of associates that we deal with that most people, we don't even think about it. So I asked Alan, as he did that, I said, man, guys, we all know this. When it comes to teaching, there's nobody better than Alan Noble, Ambassador Diamond, Millionaire Extraordinaire, Alan Noble. Alan, you with us?
I'm here, Terry. Millionaire Extraordinaire. I like the sound of that.
You like it? You like it. Hey, I recorded it too, by the way. So, Alan, I mean, honestly, when we're having this discussion last week, and you and I are talking back and forth, and, you know, of course, there's times you get excited for a call. This is probably one of the calls I'm more excited about, especially even this getting started and the energy and the feel that people have been reaching out to me about the call we're doing tonight, because they're truly excited about how to look at people. So, man, the floor is yours.
Oh, well, thank you, Terry. Look, this won't be a long training, although I know those have been famous last words from me, but it really shouldn't be, because it's quite a simple concept grasp, and that is the basic training is this. We've got to meet people where they are. Our job is not to convince or sell people on various levels. Like, number one, we don't sell or convince people that they need our opportunity or need our technology, that they should become a customer associate. You know, we sift and sort looking for people who want what we have. This is a volunteer business. Nobody should be dragged into it kicking or screaming. It's often heard, you know, people say, oh, I was in network marketing. I was in one of those things, and, you know, now I'm the NFL club, no friends left. And it's because they didn't understand the true art of prospecting, this idea of sifting and sorting. But the sifting and sorting doesn't really stop just because they become an associate. The sifting and sorting continues our entire career through this business because there are really four levels of engagement. Just because somebody has a website, they've got a new ID number, they've got a Teamacia website with a username, you know, www.yourusername.teamacia.com, and they can log into a back office with their username and password, you know, just because they have all of that doesn't mean they're going to build a business. And it's really important that we meet people based on where they are in their engagement. Now, we can certainly encourage them to move along this spectrum of engagement, and we can always be prepared for them to move along this spectrum of engagement. And very often that happens. And as we get into it, you'll see how that happens. But it's getting clarity. It's all about clarity. The quality of your business is based on the quality of your questions. And it's about asking good questions so you have clarity so you know what you're dealing with. Again, so we're going to divide these associates up into four categories. And in short, the four categories are consumers, connectors, builders, and leaders. Consumers, connectors, builders, and leaders. And pretty much everybody in your business, every single associate in your business can be put into one of those four categories. And as I said, they're not stuck there. There's no prison bars. There's no exit fee. They are free to move at any time to the next category. And as you move through these categories, from consumer, connector, builder to leader, your intensity, your engagement in the business increases. If I was to say, what is the one common thread that these, you know, what is it that these move along? It's not the time they're putting into the business. It's not necessarily their belief or conviction. Sometimes it's not really even how badly they want it. I think that the single best definition as to what determines where somebody is on a scale would be the scale of engagement. How engaged are they in the business building process? So we want to ask questions to get really clear on where people are in that. So let's start with consumers. I think it's really important to know that just because somebody became an associate doesn't mean they're going to build a business. Doesn't mean even they really want to build a business. In some cases, they think it's the only way they can get the product. Maybe they weren't even told that there was a preferred customer program or a retail customer program, and they became an associate. Or maybe they wanted to take advantage of one of our enrollment packs or something like that, and they became an associate. But they didn't really want to build a business, and that's okay. That's okay. We value our customers. We value our product users. We value our consumers. And so it's knowing how to work with that person. How do we know if they're a consumer? Ask them. Ask them if they have any intention of building a business. Ask them if they'd want to build a business. If they say, well, I want to just try the product first, then here's what I always do. Anytime somebody says to you, well, I want to see what the product does for me. I want to see what it does for so-and-so. I want to see what it does for my mom. Then I play that, well, then let's just pretend that we're 30 days down the road. Let's just visualize we're 30 days down the road, and let's just make the assumption that you do get a great result in the product, that your mom does get a great result in the product, or whoever the guinea pig is in their mind. If assuming that happens, do you want to build a business? Would you be excited to build a business? And some people may just say flat out, no, I'm really just here for the product. I don't really want to share it with anyone. But by asking good questions, you're going to have tremendous clarity, and now you know what you're dealing with. What's the other saying? If you know what you're dealing with, you can deal with anything. Clarity gives you tremendous power, tremendous power. And so how do you work with a consumer? Well, feed them testimonials. Feed them product testimonials. You know, tag them on the Facebook testimonial site. Send them to Redox Experiences. Keep their interest alive and their conviction and belief alive through product information, product studies. You know, a new study's been released. Get them the gene signaling study. That's what they're interested in. If you start feeding them necessarily big income stories, or you start feeding them about this meeting or that meeting, you're going to switch them off. Again, if you've got clarity with them, you can always revisit and said, hey, did you ever have anybody that you might like to share this technology with? You could always revisit and just double check, are they a consumer, or have they maybe, would they like to maybe move to the next level of engagement and start building a business of some kind? So it's just having clarity of who you're dealing with and how to work with them. So the next one are connectors. Connectors are interesting people because connectors believe in the product, they're using the product, and they want to build a business, but for whatever reason, they at least perceive that they don't have time. That's usually what makes them a connector. They're usually people of credibility, people of influence, but they're short on time. Again, that's their perception. There are many, let's say they just perceive they don't have any time. You could show them an example of somebody who has equal or less time who is successfully, actively building a business. But in their mind, they just don't believe they have time. Or sometimes it can be in a case of around the health field where maybe there's a conflict of interest. But whatever the reason is, you can start to work with this person as a connector. And connectors can be really valuable in your business. And so, hi, I work with a connector. I have several connectors that I work with. A couple of them are chiropractors. And I wouldn't say they're at the next level yet of being a business builder. We'll get into what determines a business builder. They're a connector. They have credibility. They have influence. They have a list of people, maybe in this case their patients, and they want to introduce us to you. And so what they do is we start a connection, we start a partnership. And here's how the partnership works. Hey, look, it's your credibility and your influence and my time and my experience. And together we can form a great ASEA partnership. And you start to develop a way to hand off the baton, that they're perhaps going to say, you know, Dr. So-and-so says, hey, listen, patient, one of my patients came in and told me about this remarkable new health technology. And I've been using, my family's been using, I really think it's something you could benefit. Would you like me to have him connect with you? And they're just connectors. And so that can be worked very well. I can call that person and say, hey, Mary, Dr. So-and-so mentioned that you might like me to tell you a little bit about what we're doing. And so in this connector role, it can work well. But you got to get clear on who you're dealing with and how to make that handoff. Okay? Now, and connectors can lead you to some pretty cool people. Now, you can try and make a connector a business builder all day long. Get the whip out, tell them about the team call, tell them about this meeting, that meeting, and all the rest. But they don't show up. They're connectors. Okay? So meet them where they are. They can connect you with some absolutely amazing people. And they can also connect you with business builders, which is our next category. Now, this is now we start getting into our dream categories. These are the people that we're really looking for. So what's a business builder? A business builder is just moving along the path of engagement a little bit further. In fact, quite a bit further than the connector. They are self-motivated. They are self-responsible. They are self-functioning. Okay, you're all business builders right here listening to this call because you're plugged in. A connector would not be plugged into this call right now. They just wouldn't. But business builders are going to be plugged in. They're connected. Okay? They're listening to the calls. They're connected to the team events. They're reading the newsletters. They're checking in on the Facebook page. They know what's going on. Connectors don't have a clue what's going on. They don't know where the annual convention is this year. A business builder does. Okay? A connector doesn't know about the Fast Forward program. A business builder does. Okay, so a business builder is plugged in and connected. A business builder also knows the system. Okay, they are great students. They learn the system. They learn the funnel. They learn the tools. The connector is always asking you, well, what's that website again? And what's this website again? And what website do I go to get this? And where do I go to get this? The business builder doesn't. The business builder is self-functioning, self-motivated, and self-responsible, and the business builder knows where all these things are. The business builder has gone to AmazingMoleculesTraining.com and watched a 28-minute fast art training at least twice. The business builder has printed off those 3D PDF documents and has them at hand in a file, in a drawer, somewhere where they can refer to it and be self-responsible instead of always calling their sponsor and saying, hey, what was that website again? See, a business builder is just a different level of engagement than the pure connector. The business builder knows what's going on. The business builder knows the websites. I mean, there's only about, what, six websites in the entire kind of Amazing Molecules training system. They know the Redox Life. They know the Redox Experiences. They know Amazing Molecules. They know the difference between .net and .com. They know the Teamacia website. They know about Amazing Molecules training. They know about team calls and things like that. They don't have to be reminded. They're self-motivated, self-functioning, self-responsible. They're totally connected. They're great students, okay? And so they're also doers. Builders are doers. Builders get it done. They're out recruiting. They know that their job is to be both the pastor and the evangelist, and so they're out recruiting. They're also supporting their groups. They can not only do, but they can also teach their team to do. These are good business builders. And then business builders are also great promoters. They know how to promote the next event. They know the details of the next event. They take it as their responsibility that they should know. They know when convention starts and they know when convention ends. They know where convention is and they know where to get a ticket for convention because they're good students. They're self-motivated, self-responsible, and self-functioning because they're business builders. They're not just connectors. They're business builders. They're engaged. Okay? So these are some of the traits of a business builder. They're plugged into the team. They know what's going on. They know the system. They've become great students. They know the system. They know the websites. They know where to go. It's not complex. In fact, I was just saying on another team call today that our entire business is really built at a sixth grade level. There's nothing complex about it. Nothing complex. The only reason people don't know is because they have not yet reached that level of engagement. They're still maybe playing as a connector. But the business builders know. They know what's going on. And then they're doers. They're recruiting. They're leading from the front. They're always leading from the front. And they're teaching their team to do the same. Okay, they lead by example. And they're promoter, and then they're great promoters. They know when the next event is. Is it a local event? Is it a regional event? Is it a national event? Is it a global event? They know what's going on. They're connected. They're plugged in. These are the business builders. Okay? And then we get the fourth category, and that's the leader. The leader. Now, it's interesting. They're quite clear. There's quite clear demarcation between consumers and connectors and business builders. It gets a little fuzzier between business builders and leaders. But one thing I can say for certain is that we probably use the term leader a little bit too frequently, a little too easily. Leadership is a big word. It's a weighty word. It's very, very important. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Everything. John Maxwell, who wrote so many of great leadership books, that was his famous quote. Everything. Everything rises and falls on leadership. When people maybe look towards Europe, which is a very interesting market because it's like 20-plus countries, many different languages, sometimes different currencies, different laws, legalities. Very interesting. Okay, it's a very interesting market like that. And people say, well, why is this market better than this market? Well, this market is not better than that market. It's just a leader showed up in this market. You know, it's interesting. A leader showed up in France, and the business grew 364% in about 90 days. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. Price of the product didn't change. Redox signaling didn't change. Nothing changed. It's just a leader showed up. See, there were a few business builders there, but when the leader showed up, things changed. The business grew 364%. And so it's interesting when I look at Europe, I see the leaders. It's where the leader shows up, the business gets done. So what's really the difference between a business builder and a leader? It's another phase of engagement. You see, the leader is doing all of the things that the business builder is doing. They're first and foremost business builders. Terry is first and foremost a business builder. I'm first and foremost a business builder. I'm doing all of those mechanics of the business. But as a leader, you step up to just another level of engagement. And I think perhaps the best way to look at this level of engagement is this. If Terry Latham fell off the face of this earth, God forbid, not wishing you any harm, Terry, but if Terry fell off the face of this earth, what would happen to your business? Now, if you say your business would start to crumble and start to decay and would start to weaken, then you're a business builder. And that's okay. It's a journey on the way to leadership. I'm not saying every single person should be a leader. Far from it. As I said, it's a term that we use way too frequently, way too easily. Because a business builder says, I will build this business with or without you. Hey, I'd love to do it with you. I'd love you to come on this journey with me, but I'm building this with or without you. Now, they're not just saying that to their team below. They're saying it to their sponsor above. See, I knew I was a leader from day one because when I got into the business, the conference call on a Tuesday night and ran it for 150 weeks, I created the first presentation. So I'm not saying, that sounds a little egotistical. I don't mean it to sound like that. But I wasn't waiting for somebody else to show me the way. I did it. Now, that was out of necessity. And you don't need to do it. I'm not saying every single person here needs to go out and reinvent the wheel and start holding their own conference calls. I'm not saying that at all. But what about a local meeting? If you're at the gold level or above, and do you have a local meeting going? What about platinum? Do you have a local meeting going? Or are you waiting for Terry to ride into town on his leadership horse and hold that meeting for you. Now, the business builder will promote that meeting. The business builder will have guests at that meeting. The business builder will drive traffic to that meeting. The business builder will be sitting in that meeting on the front row cheering and will be excited. The business builder will absolutely utilize that meeting, but the meeting won't exist without the leader. If the leader doesn't show up, no matter how many business builders there are, the meeting doesn't get done, doesn't get put on the schedule. So leaders just have that extra level of engagement. They have that extra level of courage. They have that extra level of vision. They have that extra level of belief that allows them to just go that extra mile that business builders just don't quite reach. And here's the truth of it. Why should we want to all become leaders in our journey? Not right now, not overnight. It's something you grow into. It's not just something that just all of a sudden. Why do we want to ultimately get there? Because that's where the money is. The top income earners in this company are all leaders. They've transgressed beyond, is transgressed the right word? I'm not sure. They've moved beyond business builders, and they're all leaders. Okay, so if you want to earn a large income in network marketing, sooner or later, you need to move to that next level of engagement and move from being a business builder to becoming a leader. And so, and that move, you know, we often say that when you become a diamond, you become a diamond in your own mind. You develop that posture of leadership. You develop the activities of leadership. You develop the vision of leadership. And then the pin shows up 6 to 12 months later. So often it's said you've got to be a diamond in your own mind before the pin even shows up. Okay, you've got to become the diamond. It's the be, do, have. You've got to be first, and you do, and then you will have. It's not the other way around. And so as we be the diamond, as we are the diamond, as we become the diamond, as we become the leader, the business shows up 6 to 12 months down the road. And so I would just encourage everybody here. Look, again, I'm not saying every single person listening to this call, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying every single person this call all of a sudden needs to step up, be the leader. Every single one of you need to be doing your own team calls, your own conference calls. That would be absolute chaos because you haven't grown into that position. But I would say ask yourself first of all, first question, are you the best business builder that you could possibly be? Are you the best business builder? Are you totally plugged in? Do you know everything that's going on? Do you know the system? Do you know it backwards? Again, it's not complex. It's at a sixth grade level, but do you know it? Do you know all the websites? If I quizzed you, would you get 100% in it? Okay? Can you teach it to others? Do you do and teach? Do you do and teach? Do you do and teach? Are you repeating that cycle over and over and over again? Are you a great evangelist and a great pastor? Are you great at promoting? Do you know when the next event is? Do you know where the next event is locally? Do you know where the next event is regionally? Do you know where the next event is nationally? Do you know where the next event is globally? Okay? Do you know where the next event is? And are you promoting and are you teaching your team to promote? Guys, those are the really great skills of being a business builder. And you want to get really good at those. But once you master all those skills and you start to develop a solid gold business and you start knocking on the door of platinum, you should really now be thinking about, okay, what does it take for me to step into the next level of the game? And so it doesn't happen until, if you're a Director 700 listening to this, guys, just focus on developing your business building skills and follow the leader. You've got a phenomenal leader. You've got one of the best leaders in this entire company in Terry Latham. And I'm not just saying it because he's on this call. I'm not. Leland Duck, another absolutely fantastic leader in this company. You got some just tremendous, tremendous leadership to follow. Okay? So develop your business building skills. But once you start getting into the gold position and the platinum position and you're trying to prepare yourself for going diamond, you should really be asking yourself, am I the leader that people are looking for? Am I the leader that people are going to follow? There's a funny saying, Glenn Martin in Australia said it to me once. He says, hey, I'm their leader. Where did they go? Okay? The definition of a leader is you've got followers. People are following you because of your influence. because of your level of engagement, your level of belief, and your level of initiative. You're taking the initiative to do the next thing. You're not waiting to be told. And so, look, I said it's a gray area between business builder and leader. I think it's a gradual progression. I don't think it's like all of a sudden everything changes. I think it's a gradual growing into role that happens for most of us. But perhaps the biggest takeaway from this training is to really ask yourself, am I the best business builder that I can possibly be? And then to the few that are at the gold and platinum level, start asking yourself, okay, how do I now begin to make this transition into being the leader that people are looking for? So Terry, look, hopefully that's of some value to people on the call tonight, the four levels of engagement in the business.
Yeah, well, we're still not finished yet. I got some things I want to bring up. You know, in my career, I've leveraged even the consumer to the connector. And at times, if I hear like a good testimonial on a call, like on the charge of call, I might zip that straight to them. And you never know what's going to connect them to move them to the next step of these four quadrants we're talking about tonight. That's where most of my success has happened, is being able to know how to leverage your tools. Now, Alan, when we're looking at, you know, different people, especially when we're coming to convention, if you don't mind, talk about convention a little bit. And guys, there's a lot of things I could hit on this for the business builders, and especially the business builders and the leaders. There's one thing for certain. They don't miss the convention. Alan, talk about that for a second.
Well, leaders or leaders in training just do not miss the convention, or else they're not leaders, and they're not leaders in training. It's as simple as that. It's like the swimmer that says they don't want to get wet. Well, you've probably picked the wrong sport, buddy, okay? I mean, convention is just so much part and parcel of the bigger picture. I mean, that is the highest level of engagement that you can have at the biggest level in the company, is to be at and attending and engaged at the global convention. And so if a leader's not there, they're not a leader. It's just impossible to be a leader or a leader in the making and not be at convention. It's just that's an oxymoron. It just doesn't work. So leaders are absolutely there. Business builders, again, look, it's the level of engagement. But if you want to be a serious business builder, you need to be really serious about being at convention. It's often at these conventions. So when I talk about this scale of consumer, connector, builder, and leader, it's the transition of engagement can often take a quantum leap right at a big event. It'll take a quantum leap at a convention. So it's not uncommon for a connector to walk into a convention and they walk out a really strong business builder. It's not uncommon for a business builder to walk into a convention and they walk out a leader. That's what happened to me way back in the mid-90s. Clearly, it's not an ASEA story. It was a previous company, and I was a struggling associate. I was a struggling business builder, okay? And I was going through all these motions. I was doing all the things a business builder did, but I really was struggling with the business. And it was really, I went to this convention, and I was living in Ireland at the time. It was 6,000 miles, big flight. It was money I couldn't really afford. But I wanted to be fully engaged. I wanted to be that leader that people were looking for in this industry. And I went to that convention, a struggling business builder. And I got to tell you guys, about 4 days later, I flew home a leader. And so when we say these phrases, leaders are born at these big events, I know that for an absolute fact, because that is my personal experience. And I can tell you, if I hadn't attended that convention, and I was the only guy, I was the only associate in Ireland to go. And so that was even more difficult, because my buddy wasn't going, my sponsor wasn't going, none of my downline were going. I was the only one that went from the entire country of Ireland, the only one. But I just knew in my heart that I had to go to this. And if I hadn't gone there, not only would I not have had the success in the first company, but I don't know, would I have quit my network marketing career? Maybe I would have. Maybe I wouldn't be here in ASEA today. You just never know the stepping stones of life. You just don't know. But I know I went to it a struggling business builder, and I walked away a leader, and everything changed. Everything changed for me. So this happens. This transformation can happen. It's a transfer of energy that you start getting a lot more engaged because your vision has expanded. So, yeah, I mean, if you're a serious business builder, well, let me say it like this. If you're a serious business builder, but you haven't got your ticket for convention, that's an oxymoron. You can't be a serious builder and not go to convention. It just those two don't equate. You can't be a leader and not go to convention. So to me, it's that cut and dry, Terry.
You know, you bring up a lot of key points. You know, it's funny. You have to become the pin, right? So in your mind, you're the diamond. I remember in my career of building in network marketing as a whole, I would see the type of people, the leadership, and we tend to equate it to a pin, and I look at the diamonds, and you'll know that diamonds go to the meetings, they go to convention, they don't miss this stuff. You watch the way they act. They're always the first in, basically last out. They're always shaking hands and meeting other people. They're participating. They're making sure people are engaged. They're a part of the meeting, not just sitting in the audience. They are a part of the meeting, which means they sit on the edge of their seat like it's the first time they've been to the meeting. They're greeting people. They're just doing the simple basics. And now, what you said, it's almost like a leadership in training as you're moving forward. And we tend to think to ourselves, I will do that when. And guys, what we don't realize, when will never happen if you don't do it now. So, Alan, being that you and I are both on the advisory council for the company, we do know that what's coming at convention. We had our pre-launch, guys, a pre-launch of the Source, and we're hearing massive testimonials across the board tied in with the Redox technology. We have two more technologies coming at convention and a whole host of other things. Alan, your career spans well over two decades in this industry, and you've had an unsurmountable amount of success in this industry. Where do you put this convention that we're coming up on in Dallas, Texas, coming up? Where would you put this on the scale of all the conventions you've been to in the past?
Great question, Terry. What is this? Is this convention number 9 or 10? What do we add here? 10, 11, 12? I think this is convention number 9, okay? If you count 2010 was our official launch, I think this is then number 9. And so I will tell you without a shadow of a doubt, without any hesitation, this will be one of the top 3 conventions in ASEA's history. And I'll tell you, the first, it was our launch, 2010. I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was the Paris Hotel in Vegas in September 2010. That was the official launch of ASEA. Well, you can't beat the launch. I mean, that was pretty huge. I would say the next big convention was the launch of Renew 28. The launch of Renew 28, another 5 years of research and development to take this breakthrough into a topical gel. And look how that topical gel has transformed people's lives, not just physically and visually with the incredible anti-aging, but all of the other things that we see with it. All of the incredible things we see with discomfort and aches and pains and all of the other wonderful health benefits people are getting from rubbing the gel on them. I mean, absolutely miraculous product, a revolutionary product. Again, that was a big, big moment in ASEA. Look, the launch of ASEA VIA is right up there. This is a whole new category for the company, and it opens up a whole new market for the company. As I said at the launch of ASEA VIA, you know, our Redox technology lies in the breakthrough zone. Nutrition, our Source product, probiotics are now the fastest growing division within nutritionals, probiotics. It's a big, big buzz right now around probiotics. And we are going to come out with a probiotic that is going to be second to none. And so we're with the launch of ASEA VIA, we're entering a whole new space, which I like to call the common sense zone. 80 years of nutritional awareness has got us to a place where there's not as much education necessary. You're not necessarily bringing in the greatest breakthrough they've never heard of. It's in their common sense zone. And so to me, that's really, really exciting. To me, that opens up just millions and millions and millions more prospects. And we're seeing this. We're seeing people getting really switched on and catching the vision for where a Sia Via can take them. And so it's going to be exciting. And so, again, I'm going to place this without even necessarily even knowing the schedule. I know we're going to be launching a Sia Via on the Thursday afternoon at like 2 o'clock or something. We're going to go right into convention Thursday afternoon, session one, and it's going to be 3 hours of a Sia Via, the launch. You don't want to miss that. Don't come late, guys. Come in Wednesday night. But I'm telling you right now that this convention will absolutely be in our top three, absolutely without fail.
Well, Alan, I'm excited about all the things we've covered tonight. You know, I truly believe a lot of things that people don't realize, to at least act like a leader until you become a leader, the simple things you only have to do, guys, dress the part, act like you're going, act like you know where you're going. Know, if you want to go diamond, know what it means to be diamond. And what I mean by that, how much volume do you need? How many Director 300s do you need? So often, so many times, people come up to me. They might be a Director 700, or they might be a Bronze, or they might be, but they say, I'm not moving forward. I want to be a Diamond. You tell me the secret, and I'll ask them a simple question: what does it mean? What is a Diamond? And a lot of times, people can't tell me the simple answer. Now, how do you know? If you don't know how you're going, where you're going, who's going to follow you? And guys, one of the best things you can do is tap into your upline leadership. When Alan's hitting tonight, tap into the events. I do want to make sure that everybody knows Dallas, Texas, or Frisco, Texas, July 14th. We have another regional we're having up there. Don't miss it. A lot of big things are going to happen there. Make sure that if you haven't registered for a convention, know that if you've sponsored in within the previous 90 days or within your 90-day window, you can buy your tickets at the cheapest discount right now. Contact your upline diamond. If you haven't got your tickets and you've been waiting, contact your upline diamond. See if they have any discount tickets available. Guys, in my 17-year career in this industry, for me personally, I was with a company before, and I never pushed events that hard because the thing is, if an event has purpose, it moves people. Every single event I've ever been in a SEA, especially every single convention, has purpose. It moves you forward. Do not miss this event. Alan, thank you so much. Before we close out, is there anything else you'd like to share before we close out the call?
No, listen, I think you hit the nail on the head. We sound like broken records, Terry, and I'm doing the same thing with my team. It's like, guys, it's our duty to make sure people know how important this convention is. And the difference that it will make to their business. And I would just say this last thing on the convention. Guys, remember, it's not necessarily about information. You already know enough to every single person on this call. I almost guarantee it. I can't see your faces. I don't know exactly who's on this call, but I have a pretty good idea. I certainly know some names that are on this call. And all of you that I know of, you've got enough skill set and tool set to go make $1 million a year. Again, the business isn't complex. It's built at a sixth grade level, just like a good newspaper. It's written at a sixth grade level. It's not complex. But there's an energy of engagement, of belief, of conviction, of vision. These things that are not tangible, they can't necessarily be taught. They have to be absorbed. Maybe that's the best way for me to describe it. At convention, you absorb the information, you absorb the energy, you absorb the conviction, you absorb the vision. And you can't do it, you know, by asking your sponsor, so, what did they say? Well, did you bring back a pamphlet on the new product? Okay, you can't absorb it. Yeah, you can learn it, but you can't absorb it. And when you absorb that energy, I'm telling you guys, that's where everything changes. So, look, we could talk about it on and on and on, but I think you get the idea. Business builders will absolutely be there. Leaders, there's just no question. If they're not there, they're not a leader. That may sound a little heartless, but that's just the way it is. Terry and I are going to be there, and we're really looking forward to seeing everybody. It's going to be a blast.
Thank you so much, Alan. Guys, make sure you get your tickets, and your team will duplicate. Once you you make the jump and you go ahead and get your ticket, you'll be amazed of how many of your people in your team will do the exact same thing. Guys, have a fantastic ASEA week. Get this reporting out to your peeps as soon as you possibly can. And once again, Alan, thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure, Terry. Thank you for your great leadership.